Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. Have you ever felt such a strong urge to do something? Something you thought about and wanted to do for so long, but you just didn't. And then, all of a sudden, it's time. You know it's time, and you're literally running to do it. Have you had this experience? It recently just happened to me. It was so crazy. So I'm going to back up and give you some of the backstory before I tell you what I did. I once met one of my very best friends on an Amtrak train. It was back in 2002. And these days, if I'm alone on a train, I immediately pull out my laptop and start writing. Quiet time is so precious. But back then, I was a regular chatty Kathy, and I talked to everyone on the train. So I struck up a conversation with this amazing woman, and while on the train, invited her to my birthday party. I think I was turning 23. And if you know the 44-year-old me now, you may be laughing a little bit at this point because I've become increasingly reclusive over the last few years. Maybe not reclusive. I just really love quiet, low-key celebrations. For my 40th birthday, we went with the boys to see the Dora the Explorer movie. And to me, it was so fun. I mean, that's the kind of celebration I want these days. So I can't really imagine throwing myself a birthday party. But anyway, 23-year-old me was into throwing myself a birthday party. And we became friends right away. She, quote unquote, made plans with me when Andy was running around pulling rose petals off roses to set up his marriage proposal. He's the best. And you know, when you don't have kids and your career is just starting up and you have time to spend with friends. And so we spent a lot of time together. She helped me put my makeup on the morning of my wedding. She came to all of our holiday meals, knew all of my extended family. She was there walking endlessly with me when I was pregnant with Ben, going on 41 weeks in the middle of August, and just desperately wanted him out. I'm not going to chronicle everything, but she was always there. We were always together, and she was such a loyal and generous, empathetic friend. And then she moved to LA at a time when the twins were really little. I think they were 4. And honestly, those days were a blur. I had 2 4-year-olds, a 7-year-old. Every day felt like a marathon, and I did an awful job of calling and keeping in touch. And sometimes that's just what happens, right? People move, you get busy, life happens. And you lose touch. I've thought about this friend so often, especially in recent years. When my dad died, I really wanted to call her. She loved my dad, but I didn't call. I'm not sure why. I think it's been about 8 years since we last talked. And then this past weekend, I had a cold and I was taking an Epsom salt bath, hoping to kind of break up some of that congestion. And I'm in the bath, and the urge to call her just was so overwhelming. It outweighed my resistance. I was ready to hop out of the bath without bathing the salt off or anything. I just felt like this is the moment. I have to call her. And I was going through some machinations. I thought, well, maybe she changed her number and I'd have to do some detective work to figure out what her new number is. Or maybe she'd be angry because it would have been so long and I would be at peace with that. But guess what happened? I called and she picked up on the first ring. And we were both crying so much. Simultaneously apologizing for not keeping in touch and just crying because it felt so good to hear each other's voices. My dad used to tell me that my grandfather would just call him and ask him to talk. He would say that his voice was music to his ears. And my dad would say the same thing to me. He just wanted to hear my voice. And it felt the same way talking to this friend. It felt like music. I'm not sure why it takes us a while to feel ready, to be ready, to be ready to do some things. Why we have to think about them a certain number of times before we wear down our resistance or excuses or just busyness. And why that moment of action comes during an Epsom salt bath, I don't know. But I encourage you to reach out, be the first one. Sometimes we're embarrassed that a friendship has slipped through our fingers. But life moves at a dizzying speed, my friend. So maybe it's time. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish. And thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.